City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing.
It is Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. This is Duncan Barks. If you listened to last week's Bloke Talk, you might be quite surprised to actually hear us back on the radio for another weekend, but we are here. My name's Duncan, and as ever, I'm joined by two blokes in the City Talk studios as we talk bloke stuff. Now, this is quite a, I'm going to say this in a very tongue-in-cheek way, a very significant day in UK broadcasting, because this is the final version of Bloke Talk in the current form. And what I mean by that is there will be a Bloke Talk next week, but we're changing it a little bit, and we'll talk about that as this particular version of Bloke Talk goes on. But it is the final version of Bloke Talk with three blokes in the studio, and I'll expand more on that as the hour continues. So let's say hello, and let's say hello as opposed to good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and I'll tell you why I'm going to say that in a second. Two of the other blokes are in the studio. To my immediate left, which means nothing to you, we have a guy who's, well, he's a student. You can smell he's a student. There's a whiff of student is about him, and I mean that in a nice way. His name is Jay. So hello to you.
Hello.
And we also have Rick Ricardo, who is a Bloke Talk veteran in many ways, because, well, you've been on, this is your third time.
Third time.
And through no fault of your own, this will be your last time as well, because Bloke Talk is changing as we tinker around and move on. Now, I'll tell you why I say hello as opposed to good morning, good afternoon, good evening, though we could say all of those greetings, because this show you can listen to again, can't you, via the website?
That's absolutely.
Are you aware
right,
of that, Jay?
I am very aware.
Because you're a young and thrusting media guru.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter where you are, morning, evening or afternoon, even at 3 a.m, you can listen again to Bloke Talk, which is great. And I've had an email.
Hey.
Yeah, because, I shouldn't get so surprised. I've had an email, and one of thousands, and the email came in via Facebook, because there's something on Facebook which is to do with something that I do on City Talk, and I'll talk about that in a second. But it's starting to happen. People are listening to the podcast, the Bloke Talk.
There you go.
And, of course, when you talk about Bloke Talk, anyone can listen to a podcast any time of the day or night.
That's absolutely.
You know, and this is on twice at the weekend as well. So, you know, whilst if you're listening to it in real time at the weekend, it's good afternoon or good evening, but you know, someone could be listening at 7 o'clock in the morning, so you know, it's difficult to actually give someone a proper greeting.
Yeah, you can't really time frame it. And also, yeah, I think the other thing with podcasts is because you can listen to them anywhere, sometimes you perhaps don't get all the interaction you might be looking for. If somebody's got it on their MP3 player on a train or something, they'll say, oh, I'll email, and they get to work and they get into the routine or whatever, and they forget to do it.
Yeah,
it's just the way.
But I like it because it's a new kind of audience. Do you listen to many podcasts, Jay?
Yeah, of course I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because
I
don't. I'm an alien podcast. I would not know how to podcast
anything.
You would
not know how to podcast.
I've looked at the City Talk instructions, which make a lot of sense, but my main problem being the fact that I don't have an iPod or an MP3 player. What do you podcast then? And don't mention any rival radio stations.
you've put me in a bit of a pickle there, really. Yeah. Because
but you listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts, mainly music-based, as it was, considering we work on a talk station. You know, that's it.
Yeah,
I could show you one day how to hook up the laptop.
No, don't patronise me. No,
get yourself iTunes and listen to them on your own laptop. It's 2 minutes.
I do have a laptop.
Oh,
I worked out to open it the other evening. It was quite a cool celebration. But
you'll switch it on tomorrow.
What I like about it is, you know, when I was growing up, you know, you would listen, and this is great, you'd get the Radio Times, you think, oh my God, look, John Peel's got the Buzzcocks in session. So you'd be there, and you'd be like tuning in at 10 minutes past 10. It was appointment to listen. Now you don't have that kind of discipline, because you can do it any time of the day or night. I'm guessing you choose still which podcast you're going to download, don't you?
Yeah, you can subscribe to them, which I do occasionally. Yeah. But the problem with podcasts is sometimes it's a condensed version, which I don't mind. I'm not going to say no to a condensed version, but I prefer to listen to the whole show. That way you get the whole flavour of it.
It is also worth pointing out that this, if you listen to Bloke Talk, actually, it doesn't matter if it's on a Saturday or Sunday or a podcasted version, it will be a slightly different version to what's been recorded in the studios. And that goes back to my point last week where, well, frankly, all hell broke loose and Jonathan, who's the producer, has to work his magic with the digital equivalent of a razor blade. Yeah, it went off in various directions, and you kind of look at the people involved and you think, I'm not going to shake your hand again, because I'm really not sure where where it's been. But I'll tell you why I mention this, and why I'm interested about this, is because I do a show on City Talk during the week, and it goes out between 9 and midday, and there's a student who set up a thing called the Duncan Barks Appreciation Society on Facebook, and that's where we got the... she's a student at Edgehill University. I think her name's Danielle. She's 19. Nice picture, Jay. Mm. You're single, aren't you?
Me? No, I'm taken.
Oh, you're taken. I'm taken. Let's talk about that later.
Yeah.
But if you were single, Danielle would be a good attachment for you. Anyway, my point is this. The email about the podcast came through Facebook.
There you go.
Yeah, actually, which is quite good, isn't it? You join all the dots with the technology and stuff. But then got me thinking, because Facebook, in the olden days, and I'm hoping both of you can contribute to this, otherwise it's going to be a very short conversation. People used to join fan clubs. Okay, but now you don't. You go online, you join an appreciation society. Everything is on there on Facebook, for example. I mean, you can still join the Kylie Minogue fan club if you want to and get ripped off for 12 quid or whatever and get a Kylie badge. But increasingly, online, you have something like, you know, Facebook, and anyone can set up any appreciation society or fan club, can't
Absolutely,
they?
Absolutely, yeah.
So, you know, they could do anything from, I dislike Brussels sprouts, and you can join that, to, you know, I happen to think David Icke's a bit weird, you know, to stuff like that.
I'm a member of a group on Facebook, disgruntled people who have to spell their names over and over again.
Well, this is good. Now, spell us your name.
It's Riccardo Giovanni Magliola, so it's R-I-C-C-A-R-D-O, new word, G-I-O-V-A. A-double-N-I.
That's a pain
new word.
In the
arse. M-A-G-L-I-O-L-A.
Do you blame anyone, though?
No, but I hate it when people call me Richardo or Magnolia. Avocado Magnolia. Are you having a laugh?
Do people really call you Magnolia?
Oh, I've had it more times than I'd even cared.
But you see, Ricardo's pretty hard to get wrong, isn't it? I mean, that's just ignorance. Thick people, let's be honest.
You say that, but I've had this conversation a number of times. The amount of times that people spell Ricardo with one C, and I think that's like a Spanish variant or so. I've got two C's, like I just spelled out, and... yeah, Magliola is a whole.
Well, you get that booze, don't you? You get that French. Is it a liqueur, which is a Ricard? Isn't that? Isn't that French?
R-I-C-A-R-D.
Isn't it the green bottle? Isn't it R-I-C-A-R-D? Ricard.
Yeah,
maybe people get confused. I mean, obviously, a lot of people drink it in this country. So you're a member of that, are you?
Indeed.
Yeah. How many members has it got?
Last time I checked, it was easily into the 1500s or so. But that was quite a while ago. You see, the thing is with Facebook and these kind of groups is you kind of join because I'm a member of a nice cup of tea and a sit down. I don't check it very often.
Why do you join something like that though? So I want to talk about this. I want to talk about fan clubs because I think we've seen the demise of the fan club, sadly, since Facebook's come along. And I want to talk about fan clubs.
There.
But why would you join a Facebook so a nice cup of tea and a sit down?
Well, that's actually a kind of a website cult thing. I don't know if you've ever seen the website A Nice Cup of Tea and a Sit Down, but they're actually these two people who basically play the merits of A Nice Cup of Tea. Yeah. And every week for the last 3-4 years, they've rated a new biscuit
and how
it accompanies your tea.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
A friend of mine actually got me the book for Christmas, and it's just like hundreds of biscuit ratings and things. It's kind of silly and nerdy and a bit web geeky, but it's quite fun. They take it a bit too seriously.
What's the ideal biscuit?
Well, it's all about personal taste, isn't it? You know, they're playing the merits and saying whether or not things taste like cardboard, but you know, I'm not going to say a custard cream because I don't like them.
But you see, that's a cop out, isn't it?
Dunnock's caramel wafer.
Yeah,
I can't remember what they say about it, but I like that. It's
what you want, and then too many people say, "Oh, it's all down to personal choice." I say, "Look, you've got to nail your colours to a mast. You're going to be talking about biscuits."
I'm saying, if it's my biscuit, I'd say the Tunnock's caramel wafer. I love that biscuit.
The which one?
Tunnock's caramel wafer.
Yeah, I know them because Tunnock's also make the tea cakes as well, don't they?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Tunnock's tea cakes.
And they always say on the foil wrapping for their wafers, over 2 million produced in Britain each week. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I'd like to work for Tunnock's because they make some nice cakes, don't they? And biscuits. So that's your favourite one, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Do you have the draw upstairs? Get in.
Is that all you got? You got a supply?
Yeah, I've got my little stash.
Have you? That's interesting. So, but people on this side, do they argue about biscuits?
Well, it tends to be more of a sort of appreciation thing, so it's not really a forum. It's kind of, this is what we're saying about these biscuits, people say it's kind of funny.
What else are you a member of then? What about you, Joe? You ever think about this? Because I know you're on Facebook. Of you have ever been members. Let's stay with the Facebook thing. What else? Because I know, Rick, because you're an internet guru, you spend all of your time pretending you're working on websites, but in reality,
I'm listening to podcasts and poking people.
So what else are you, have you, you know?
Well, going back to podcasts... I just joined up for one about software usage. It's very boring. Oh, it's proper snooze. Adobe nerds. Things like Photoshop and Flash and stuff. Right. You know, I want to make the website better and keep it evolving. Yeah. And God damn it, these kids 10 years younger than me, they already know more about.
And what
Flash
do they do?
Stuff.
Do they say, Rick, old man? You know, would you like to join our group on Facebook?
Well, no. It's more a case of I found this magazine and I found their podcast and you know they're really good at doing tutorials and kind
they
of Flash development. They do podcasts, so I can listen about how to make really flashy things for the
website. Some patronising 12-year-old doing a podcast.
No. These are proper adults doing it.
Right.
I'm just saying that I feel somewhat intimidated sometimes by these 18-year-old guys who have been building websites for 6 years.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I've barely been surfing the net really that long, I suppose. Yeah. It's a bit scary. So I'm trying to keep up on like the tech side of things. So I subscribe to a podcast to listen to it, you know, that kind of stuff.
It is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. This is Bloke Talk, three blokes talking. Joey, what are you a member of online? I want to I'd be fascinated to find out any of you have actually been a member of a proper fan club in your past. But online, what else, you know, are you part of?
Online, obviously I'm a part of the Duncan Bar.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Well, that's because you'd be sacked otherwise. So what else are you a member of?
I'm a member of one, which got me through my degree.
Okay.
As it was. It's
Fakedegrees.com.
Wikipedia saved my degree.
Now, haven't some tutors banned the use of Wikipedia?
Yes, they are, very much so. It's been frowned upon in serious.
Why? I mean, it's just a modern-day version of an encyclopedia, isn't it? I mean, the problem is anyone can update it,
exactly,
I believe, which is quite
thing.
Entertaining. Yeah. So how did it get you through your degree then? Cheated.
Well, no, not cheated.
You just copied and pasted.
You start at Wikipedia. Here's what I used to do anyways. I start at Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And then you obviously have the reference links below, and then you bam, 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 but you've got all the other ones, obviously, that just went, oh, yeah, we'll take that, we'll take that, we'll take that, we'll take that.
Right.
And but, it kind of saved my degree when it came to presentations. I wasn't, I did my research.
You cheated, didn't you?
No.
You nicked text that someone else has, you know, spent years putting together.
No, it's like you said, it's an online encyclopedia.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's either go to a book, which is dusty and old, it's probably fallen apart.
And you've got to go in the library to
and
get it.
And you've got to go in the library.
And then, social mess.
And then you've got to actually find the encyclopedia.
Right.
In the libraries, you know.
Yeah.
That takes a map and a compass, let's be honest.
Well, it's quite a task,
And then, you know, Wikipedia's there.
What's your problem with libraries?
Oh, I hate it. Everybody's already up themselves and
they're doing what?
They're not doing anything. They're just really kind of everybody's a bit finicky. Don't you find librarians a little bit awkward
body
and anal?
You're suggesting that everyone in a library is somewhat retarded. You just kind of shrug your body up.
No, that's
again, they're just
they're
kind
just
of weird.
Trying to keep themselves to themselves, but they're all very awkward about it. And like you say, it's all
awkward.
Dusty. Yeah, well, librarians
it's not
aren't.
Dusty. When was the last time you went to
oh my God, my
it's
university.
It's not like the Munsters family reading room where you walk in. It's like, oh, look at the dust. You know, it's you know, they have like you know, laminate tables and things now.
Laminate tables. Yeah. Wow. I really wouldn't have thought that.
I think I know what you mean. There's a smell, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's a smell.
There's an attitude that people have in.
Well, we'll talk about the attitude, but the smell is a kind of it's a public sector building, therefore it has that slightly institutionalised kind of. Yeah.
And you may have noticed that I'm not the most tidiest of person. I don't iron my shirt, so
I
always
don't dress
feel that
up
people
to go to the library.
No, but I mean, people look down on you if you're looking like a bit of an idiot in the library, and I look like a bit of an idiot most of the time. So,
and what's the attitude that you've encountered in the library? Then?
I just find people, like I say, I don't think people take me seriously. Yeah. That's all it is.
Right.
My university library. Yeah. This is entirely based on the experience I had at my university library.
Yeah.
And I just don't enjoy them. Yeah. Why go to a library when you can surf at Wikipedia with a brew in one hand laid out on your bed?
We used to use our library as a means of meeting, really. We used to get pizzas, beers.
What? Yeah. Really?
Seriously, yeah.
I've seen some dodgy things in the library at uni before.
You know them rooms you can just rent out and sleep in?
What?
Sleeping and getting greasy pepperoni over
the lost now.
You haven't seen them rooms
we are
in
talking about
university libraries where you know you can rent it out for about an hour and a half.
Right. Yeah. Certain B&Bs in Brighton you can do that.
Literally. Like some people used to rent it out to sleep in. Well,
what university did you go to?
Liverpool Hope.
Yeah, right. So, and people would in the library they have a selection of rooms off the main room.
No, it's like quiet study areas, but you know everyone takes.
And you
back.
Rent them.
You put your name down and say, yeah, right. I need it for 2 hours.
Like an hour and a half or so, and like, you know, right. If you've got a group project to do, yeah. You can brainstorm.
People used to sleep in there.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a little studio in the basement of this tower called The Bunker that occasionally at 10 to 3 I'll slope off and have 10 minutes because I'm getting old and I can't be doing with the early mornings. But so you would put your name down and sort of like people were just going to like go there for 90 minutes and do what?
And do, well, there's various activities.
Oh,
No. Really?
Yeah.
You're joking. That is just wrong.
I've seen people looking at things in my old university library that they quite clearly shouldn't have been looking at and spending far too long doing such things.
Well, there's a story, actually, isn't there? Go on.
Is there really?
No, I'll do the story in a second.
I've worked in a few university libraries as well where, you know, it goes on.
You've been around the library scene. You've seen
been around the block.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the library thing because there's a story about, I think it's Oxford University or it could be Cambridge, just one of the two. And I'll tell you the story in a few moments' time. Also, I want to find out, because can we put Bloke Talk on Wikipedia?
Yeah,
can
absolutely.
You do that? It is the weekend. You're listening to Bloke Talk, three blokes talking about stuff, and it's happening on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks, City Talk 105.9.
I'm Duncan. Hello. Jay's here. Rick's here. We're talking about stuff because that's what Bloke Talk is all about. Hope your weekend's going well. Where did we get to? Well, we were talking about fan clubs, and also we kind of got onto the subject of libraries because quite clearly Rick has a problem with libraries for whatever reason. And before we continue with fan clubs, there was a great story, and I think it was in it was one of the broadsheet newspapers about 6 months ago, and I can't remember. It's either Oxford or Cambridge University, but one of their libraries, one of the universities, has got a library where everything that there's a copy of everything that's ever been published.
Right.
Okay, professionally. So anything that's ever been published, and I think it's, does it have to have an ISBN code, an ISBN code? You know, it's got a certain number or whatever. Anything that has ever been published, one of these universities, its library has got a copy. Right. Okay, which is great when you think about it. Yeah. Including, and I'm going to use a word because it's the correct word, pornography, all right? And one of the universities, I forget which one it is, okay, there were students desperately trying to fake the signature of a lecturer, and it had to be a senior lecturer of a certain level who actually could authorise, yes, you can go and look at the pornography section. And there was stuff that was going back 300, 400 years, and like a load of students got caught out with trying to, like, you know, desperately trying to fake the signature of, you know, some professor.
300-year-old porn.
Well, not watch, but, you know, because some of the Victorian stuff, apparently, is just filth, you know, it's pure filth. And like these students were trying to do it and they got caught out and stuff. And I just think it's a great story because, you know, I mean, you know, wherever you stand on pornography, it doesn't matter, you know, if you find the stuff on the top shelf of a newsagent's, you know, quite objectionable or whatever. The fact that back in the 1700s and 1800s, there were still some quite filthy magazines going around and there's a copy that exists in one of these libraries at a university, I think is quite
British
good.
British institutions got it all.
Well, this is, you know, we're all just suppressed. That's the problem, and repressed. So fan clubs. Have any of you, how old are you, Rick?
I'm 28.
Yeah, Jay?
22.
This is so embarrassing. So, have you ever been a member of a proper fan club?
I'm really.
Do you know what a proper fan club is?
Well, I'm guessing it would be something I should have subscribed to by post.
All right. Post?
Stamps and all that.
When you were, I don't know, when you were 14, what are you into when you were 14 years of age?
A little bit of football, I suppose.
Yeah.
Music.
Okay. Give me a music. Who did you like when you were 14?
Oh, it probably would have been something rubbish like. Well, Oasis were just. That would have been 16.
Yeah. I was an Oasis one.
Okay. Well, take Oasis. It's not the best example because I can't imagine the Gallagher brothers kind of being that arsed about it, frankly, but they are. But anyway, so you're a fan of Oasis. And, like, you know, there was a time where what you could do is you'd write to an address. It would have been a P.O. box number somewhere, probably in Macclesfield, and you would actually say, I'd like to be part of the Oasis fan club. And you would send a cheque or a postal order. I know it's an alien language, but bear with me. And you'd send it, and you would get back, maybe you'd get a certificate, okay? You know, some photocopy bit of A4. I am. That's a little bit like Rick. They wouldn't be able to do the rest of your name, so it'd just be Rick, on a bit of paper, is a member of the Oasis fan club. You might get a badge.
Wow.
Or a little bracelet or a bangle or something.
Oasis
wouldn't
do that.
But what you would do is, or keyring, Or, yeah, and then you'd also get probably four times a year, quarterly, you'd get a newsletter.
Right.
Okay, and that would be it. That is what a proper fan club is all about, okay? You have missed out. You've never had that, have you?
No, what about you, Joe?
To me, it sounds a bit garbage.
It's not garbage. I'll tell you why it's not garbage, because I was a member of two clubs, one of which I didn't join. I'm very, very pleased to point out. I was a member of the Tufty Club, right? Do you know who Tufty is?
No.
Nope.
Wikipedia Tufty, and you'll find out. Tufty is a red squirrel who helps kids cross the road. Okay.
The name rang a bell, but I couldn't remember what the hell it was. Yeah.
Anyway, and Tufty's red squirrels are a dying breed, obviously. Yeah. But anyway, when I was a certain age, when you go to primary school, you get enrolled in the Tufty Club. Did you have to prove that you could cross the road without getting hit by a truck? It's one of the two. But anyway,
less
there's that.
Trucks then,
but
it was easier.
I was also a member of the Dennis the Menace fan club. Do you know who he is?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So the Beano, and it used to be in the Beano. Every week there used to be a coupon, and it used to be, it was £3.50, and it was a postal order, and you'd send it, and you would become a member of the Dennis and Menace fan club, and what you would get, and I've got them knocking around in my mum's loft still, and this is where Facebook doesn't work, all right? This is where you're missing out on the sensation, because Facebook's all great. You can all go, oh, yes, look at us, we're all online, and we all love... You know, Kylie, or,
love,
you know, it's a great new song, and doesn't her bottom look nice? You know, it's all lovely. But with the Dennis the Menace fan club, you get a black wallet, okay, and it was made out of black vinyl, and you'd open it up, okay, and you'd have two badges. You'd have a Dennis badge, right? I'm not talking, you know, button badges. We're talking at least about, you know, a good size there. And you'd actually have a Nasher. Do you know who Nasher is?
Nasher,
right?
Little dog.
Dennis's dog. You'd have a Nasher badge, which had its own kind of, like, fluff.
Right? Wow.
So two badges, but the best bit was Dennis the Menace Secrets, which was a fold-out thing. It was a bit of like A3, and you'd fold it all out, and it was all like secrets about being part of Dennis the Menace's gang. That is a proper fan club.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you on that side of things. I think the nearest thing I had to that kind of an experience was one of those really rubbish, buy this magazine every month and you'll get the whole set of something. Yeah. And obviously after about 6 months, they take the magazine off the shelves. You have to subscribe to it properly.
Yeah.
And you're 16 and you don't have the money to invest
for a year's
subscription. I started.
What was it?
It was, oh dear. It was like a Dungeons & Dragons-esque kind of nerd game, you know?
I'm just going upstairs to my bedroom, Mum. Yeah. I'm off to be a wizard.
Dragon! Woo! Oh my word. Breezy better not be listening.
Speaking of Dennis the Menace and all that, it's kind of a tradition, but I'm not too fussed. We usually get the annuals.
At Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, in your stocking.
Yeah. You didn't get any badges or any kind of extra material
with all that.
Well, then you have to join the fan club for that.
Exactly, yeah.
But no, I think that's a nice tradition, because I go for a fortune now. If you go on something like eBay, you've got a 1974, you know, Beano annual, you'll be going for, you know, a couple of hundred quid.
Maybe that's why our generation's so disillusioned.
Well, I think you know what your problem is? You've got nothing to hold on to. It's all virtual. You'll sit there on your deathbed, you'll be looking back, and you'll have nothing to pass on. It'll all be in
CDs.
Cyberspace.
That'll be it.
I'll have a web page.
There'll be no gravestones. There won't be any gravestones. It will be an online cemetery. You'll just type in the name, Rick, and then there's like, he was here, this is what he was all about.
Scattered his ashes over the White Cliffs.
Did you do any of these other magazines? I'm fascinated by this, because you triggered something there.
My partner did that robots one. You can build your own sort of a semi-intelligent robot.
There was some because they always happen. You see them on telly the first couple of weeks in January, don't you?
Exactly.
And it's like, it could be anything, from a TV show to sort of like, I remember there was one, it wasn't called Commander, but it was something to do with the army.
Yeah, and they do the lead figures of all the
that's it.
From the
and it's like, out now, you know, and you buy issue one, you get issue two, three, and you get the free binder.
There you go.
So you get all of those. And then I actually wonder if they ever get to the end of their run.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anyone.
Not
anyone at
person,
all who collects, one who collects them, or two, actually completes a collection.
No, I'll hold you to that one. Remember when they had the dinosaurs one out?
Yeah.
When you had to build the dinosaur, but its skeleton glowed in the dark. I actually finished that T-Rex,
really?
As it was. Yeah.
Did they bring out another dinosaur after?
No.
Because I had a friend who collected, like, the Marvel fantasy characters, like X-Men and all that.
You live in an interesting world.
And he basically collected, like, the first set, and he got, like, this plinth with the first magazine, to hold 20 figures.
Yeah.
And he got all these 20 figures, and he was looking really chuffed, and then the next one was another plinth. Yeah. So there was another 20 figures to go. I've got Magneto, and I haven't got...
I mean, you look at it, and you actually wonder if it's worth these people producing it, because, you know, they do... You're right. You see them in the newsagents for about 2 months, and then they disappear.
Yeah.
and you just kind of think, who on earth? Because I actually don't know anyone who collects them. And, you know, apart from when I was 15 and pretended I wanted to be in the SAS and had this kind of, like, you know, this one about big guns and things and stuff like that. It's just kind of like, well, who actually gets these things?
Yeah.
And how do they make money out of them? It's bizarre. And how do they choose the subjects? Because there was one a while ago, which was like Inspector Morse, which was on telly. And, you know, it was just like, you know, behind the scenes of Inspector Morse. Well, all of the episodes were shot in Oxford, so it's a pretty short kind of magazine, you know. And like, it seems to be most of the academics at Oxford University, one way or the other, were one having an affair or two and murdering people. Yeah. So, you know, that's it. You know, does it really go to 28 editions of this book? I don't know.
I've not seen a single person.
How did we get onto these magazines? I can't remember. We were talking about fan clubs, weren't we?
Yeah, then I was saying that was the nearest experience.
And we've deduced that both of you are not really part of fan clubs.
No.
Sad state of affairs.
It is.
It really is. It's not good. One of the things I also wanted to talk about, and I've written it down here because I'm getting old, I need to remind myself, is guilty pleasures, which we'll talk about in a second. Do you have any guilty pleasures, either of you? I bet you do. We've already discovered about your biscuit thing that's going on.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that in more detail. But I have to make the point, halfway through, or almost, this is the final version of Bloke Talk in its current form. Now, this has been going since this radio station started, and we've been cropping up at the weekends, doing 60 minutes of three blokes talking. Jay, this is your first and only
last.
So enjoy it. But yeah. Rick is a veteran, and Rick is a veteran for a number of reasons. One, this is his third appearance, but two, he also puts the podcast together. And we've had some interesting people on, including, do you know what, before we came in here, I was frantically flicking through my diary to try and remember when we're supposed to go and see that bloke in Port Sunlight.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you.
And
that.
I can't remember when I was. Is it tonight? He said he was going to send us tickets.
Oh, what? Tonight? You serious?
He was going to send us... He's more than the fraud than I thought he was then.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he said he was going to send us tickets.
He said he was going to regress
skeptical.
Me.
Yeah, he was going to regress... Yeah. Yeah, maybe he didn't think he could hack
Rubbish.
It.
Rubbish. Yeah, well, maybe.
We had a bloke on, and I'm not going to mention him because I've just been rude about him, so we won't mention his name.
He didn't give us a ticket, so you don't know it.
So from a libel point of view, we can get away with it. But he was on, and he was a hypnotist, but also he regressed people. And Rick was going, well, it was rubbish. And I was just going, well, and he said, well, you must come and see our show in Port Sunlight. And we went, yeah, okay. And he said, I'll send you some free tickets. Well, yeah, free tickets, eh? Yeah. So, but we've had some interesting people on. But I think, you know, we've done the kind of the bloke thing, the three blokes together.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, as men together in the studio, there's only so far you can go with it for the simple reason there are only a number of reoccurring subjects and themes that men actually care about. So what I've decided to do as a kind of... It's actually more of a service to blokes, all right? You're in a relationship now, which we need to talk about, because I thought you were still single. You're in a relationship.
Yep.
You're not married yet, are you?
No, not yet.
Right. Does your other half... You live with her, do you?
Yeah.
All right. Does she buy magazines?
Yeah.
What does she buy?
She buys New and OK.
New?
Yeah.
What's New about?
Or does that come with OK? I don't know. This is one of these little celeb mags. They bundle them all together these days.
Yeah.
You get like three, don't you?
Yeah.
I think every now and then she gets a Heat.
Heat?
Yeah.
Does she not get anything like More?
Not anymore.
Or Cosmopolitan?
Hello?
Not. She's not Cosmo yet, no.
She's not yet?
No.
So what does she read to get a girly fix as stories of heartbreak, romance and all of that jazz?
I think she gets a fair few sort of celeb stories from, like, OK and all that.
Yeah.
And like I say, I think New comes actually inside OK and that has a fair few real life...
Yeah, you see, this
my
is
child like, burnt his legs off.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, but
know.
There's bound to be a problem page in there as well.
Right.
Okay, have you looked at it?
Yeah.
My case in point. This is exactly why
you can't not, can you?
No, it's exactly why we need to get a woman on Bloke Talk to give a female perspective to things. Okay, because a lot of people, and this is feedback. You know, we've done focus groups and we spend thousands of pounds on research, and we have established that what blokes would like is a female point of view on certain bloke issues. And I think, well, why not? Because let's be honest, none of us understand the female mind. Right,
no.
They're weird. They, you know, they don't come in manuals. One model's very different from another. Just when you think you've got them worked out, you find out there's a switch that no one told you about.
Yep.
You know, so it's all
chemical
a bit of a nightmare.
Maybe I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
maybe you still have a magazine about it.
Yeah, just when you think you've got the timing sorted out, you meet another one, and they're all different. As a result of that, I've got a woman coming in. Okay, so the new format for Bloke Talk. Now, I know it's controversial.
This has already grated a few people.
I know.
I bumped into Bruno, I broke the news, and he was his face dropped.
He's a misogynist. Right. Why is it such an issue? You see, what I'm trying to do, and this is because there's a thing, and I'm so guilty of it.
No.
What?
Then you've got to rename the show.
Why?
Yeah.
It's not Bloke
I can't call
talk.
It Bloke Talk. We got music for it and everything. What do you want to change it to?
Bloke plus Bear
bloke talk,
is it?
Bloke
you better not let her.
Let's talk about Laura. You see, I like Laura because she's a ballsy bird.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not suggesting she's had any operations or anything. What I'm saying is she's a bird who's got attitude, okay? And I like her because she's upfront.
Yeah.
And I mean that in a nice way. I'm not talking about anything physical. And I'm talking about the fact she tells it like it is, which is a good thing.
True.
So when I say to her, Laura, right, you know when a woman says... when a bloke says, I thought, I know it's Tuesday, I normally go down the pub on a Thursday, but Dan's been on the phone, and I know you said cook dinner, but, you know, do you mind if I go out for a couple of pints? And you say, yeah, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
What does it actually mean?
Yeah.
Does it mean, yeah, that's not a problem? Does it mean, you walk outside of this house, I'm not going to let you forget it for 2 months, and in 2 years' time I have an argument, I'm going to bring it up again, right, and make this point? Or does it mean, you know, right, well, I'm going to do something to really annoy you next time I get the opportunity? No bloke can answer that question.
Well, no.
Do you understand?
I mean, no.
There was that chat.
Is there another...
Well, I don't know. Oh, there's probably numerous answers and definitions. So what I thought was, by getting someone like Laura in to be a kind of like a pretend bloke, even though she obviously isn't one.
Honorary
is the word I'm looking for.
Go.
Then we might be able to help the bloke population of the Great Northwest. Yeah. Surely people can understand
that's a service right there.
Yeah, it is a service. Yeah. It's a free-for service. And it's exactly because my wife reads Cosmopolitan, okay? And, you know, she'll be there and she'll do that typical woman thing. She'll have her legs curled up under the sofa. And she, you know, and I'll try talking to her. She's remotely interested. And she'll like, you know, she'll go upstairs to go to the loo, or she'll go make some food.
Right.
And what are you reading? And it'll turn out to be this really fascinating story about this woman who kind of like fell in love with her sister or something. Right. Now you have to read it.
Well, yeah,
you have to read it.
If it's that story, it's a man's obligation
not
to read that.
Or you hear about someone who, you know. I'm a woman, you know, I'm in my late 40s, you know, and there'll be a story in there. They are in Cosmopolitan, you know, sort of like I don't have time for a regular relationship, so I will use gigolos.
Right.
Yeah? You've got to read about that, haven't you? Because you want to know.
To be honest, like I read the papers for the, you know, the problem section.
Yeah.
I think they're fascinating.
Well, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So what I want to do, I want to take bloke talk to its next level. Who else is it grating with then?
Well,
they've got to move on.
Bruno was perhaps the biggest shock.
He doesn't even own the suit, that man.
Yeah.
I mean, let's put it into perspective.
I think he bought one last week because he was going to the races.
Oh, did he? Did he go to the Asda 35 quid one?
Anyway, I think he had to iron his suit before he wore it. That tells you something. Sorry, Bruno.
Yeah. So, well, that's, you know, I just kind of think, whilst I understand that people are in their comfort zone, and I've always said it's a show that does what it says on the tin, it's blokes talking. I'm not changing the name.
No.
Right, because it took hours to think of it, clearly. So we're going to have a female perspective, but it's part of a service.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're going to set up some things as well. I'm going to try and speak to you know, Dr. Spock, one of the engineers here. You know, the one who walks around with the glasses, looks like Merlin, right? I'm going to try and get either some kind of rant line set up, or maybe ask Laura some questions line. Okay, that any time of the day or night, I haven't spoken to the engineering department, this is my idea. Any time of the day or night, blokes can go, Laura, right? My wife said, says this, or my girlfriend said this, or she's done this, what does it mean?
Yeah.
Okay, we can play it out. Okay, Toby, who's going to be, he's a young pup and he needs something to do, so he's going to be the second bloke alongside me, and we can go, right, well, if I was a bloke, I would be thinking this. Toby will probably say the same. We'll go, Laura, what's the answer? It's genius, isn't it?
Yeah.
It works.
I think it definitely can work.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to do. So as of next week, there will be archived traditional bloke talks remaining forever on the City Talk website
they're
hardcore anyway. Traditionalists of the Max Mosley mould. But for those who aren't, then we'll have the new version of bloke talk, which will be airing next week. And I think getting a female perspective is important.
Yeah, I'm quite looking forward
maybe
to it.
Maybe we should invade Kim Hughes one night.
What do you mean?
Use of language.
Obviously not invade. But she never has any blokes on.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
She doesn't. And that's why I want to break
unless
the mould.
I don't know.
That, well, that's it, isn't it? You know, I mean, it is like a tart parlour in that studio. It really is. They come in at 11 o'clock one Thursday morning, all right? They come in and they all sit in a studio. And, I mean, first of all the oxygen goes because they're all talking at the same time. And secondly, the combination of all of the perfumes, you know, it's just like, you open up and go, my God! You know.
Absolutely.
So there you are. Right, that's a new version of Bloke Talk. It starts next weekend here at City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool. What we need to do is talk about your new relationship.
Oh, yeah?
I want to talk about your guilty pleasures as well. And there's loads of other stuff. You're listening to Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9. This is a man's world!
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing.
It is the weekend. It is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool, and this is Bloke Talk. And if you're listening to this on a podcast or listen again, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. If you're listening around the world, I don't know, who does foreign languages in this studio this week? Anyone who can... I've been trying to learn a bit of Welsh, because obviously we can hear this, or this radio station can be held in North Wales. Okay, is it Bonadu? Isn't that good morning? Bonadu? Bonadu?
You should have got Jonathan Brees in. He doesn't.
Bonadu? Anyway, if I've just offended you with my blatant misuse of the Welsh language, I do apologise. Do email them with the correct pronunciation. Do you know any foreign language? You must know some Italian.
From time to time.
Well, we've got someone listening in Milan now. What would you say?
I only speak a little bit.
What would you say?
I can't even remember. I've gone blank.
Come on. Well, hello.
Well, I mean, all right, schoolboy French. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Hello. Hello. Yeah.
Ciao. Buongiorno. Yeah. I don't know.
Can you do any?
I can
language?
Do a bit of Japanese.
What can you say hello in Japanese?
Konnichiwa, Genki Deshka, James.
I used to work for a company that had loads of Japanese clients. It was a minefield.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah. Minefield. No, it's a totally. The etiquette is just bizarre. And they used to come over on business trips every month and they'd bring you things because the whole thing is like they always give gifts.
Yeah.
And it's a great part of the culture. But you can only get excited about some of them because you get like a ceramic block. And they'll come over to you and they go, oh, it's great. It's tradition. And actually, it's all based on respect. And do you know what? We could learn a lot from that. You get this block and you go,
I'll check the feng shui for where I should put it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks. So where did you learn the Japanese?
We did a course in high school in Japanese, and plus my cousin's out in Japan, as it was. Yeah. It's been there for 3 years now, as it was, and I've been learning some fascinating things about Japan.
I love Japan. We did a show about Japan on the weekday show. It's the only country on it. You've got vending machines for everything.
Yeah. And you've got only female trains. You know that?
Have they?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because they had an epidemic of people touching women on the trains, didn't they? Men would, because they're on packed commuter trains, and they'd be a... fondling and groping the ladies on the train.
Have they got female-only trains?
Yeah, because my brother went to go on the train, as it was, and they just shooed the women, just pushed them off straight away, as it was. Vigilant. Just
now, that is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know that. I've learned something today. Female-only trains and vending machines, you can get everything in them. Mm. You can get noodles.
Yeah.
You get noodles
to
go.
Games, consoles.
You can get pants. No, you can. Seriously, you can get pants from vending machines. What kind of society... Think about that for a second. Well, you actually decide... I mean, what would you use a vending machine for? Chocolate bars?
Yeah.
Right? If you smoke, maybe a packet of cigarettes. £7, I noticed, during the week in a pub. Unbelievable. Right? I might just... Oh, look, there's some pants.
Maybe I'd have deodorant.
Didn't you say something about the need of instant pants in a previous blog of yours and Will Batchelor?
That is a conversation
incident.
Which we will not be remembering or repeating, Rick, for the simple reason, one, you've abused your position as someone who's responsible for such things, and two, this show goes out on a Saturday and a Sunday at times when children are listening and they don't want to hear about people having accidents.
Okay.
All right? It's not right
sometimes
to bring it up.
These things happen.
Do happen.
There you go.
Let's move on. So we talked about Japanese. That is fun. Let's talk about your love life. Because Rick has been shacked up with the same old bird for a long time. Is she still putting you on that diet?
Let's talk about your diet.
I just want to get my own. Back.
I mean, it's not really a diet. As such. Yeah. It's just trying to look after ourselves. Yeah.
Look at you.
Is she changing you?
Yeah. Jay, you've got all this to come, and this is my point. When Laura's here. We'll get the insight as to how much grace period you've got before it's just like, right. So, well, look at you. I mean, I'm not taking
the shirt off, but trust me, it's not that pretty underneath.
But look, stand up.
I'm permanently breathing in.
Stand up. Stand up and hang your gut out. Don't breathe in. Oh, look at that. There's nothing there. What's all that about?
It's a mess.
This is what you want.
It's a man's gut. My dad would make that look tiny. My dad's a proper fat Italian chef. He's got a real gut.
You calling me fat? He's a fat Italian chef.
Yeah, yeah.
Good man.
Proper stereotype.
Is he like old Carlo Lucio you see on the telly?
I'd say, well, he used to be bigger, yeah. But he had a heart attack when he was 45, so he's been trying to look after himself better since then.
Yeah.
Poor gent. I love him, but he's always looking after. He's
lay off
diabetes
the pasta.
As well. Yeah. And,
no. Well, it gets you sometimes. Yeah. You've got to reach a
point. Well, working in the kitchen all his life, he's always eating, always eating. So.
Yeah. Well, the latest thing I read is if to counteract the effects of red meat, you should have a glass of red wine with it. Brilliant.
Sounds like a good idea.
Just super. Yeah. Why does your missus want to change you?
Oh, don't. Because she's read men are from Mars, women are from Venus. And I tell you, whenever any woman buys that, just
has she seriously
just
read that?
Cut loose.
Oh, that's bad. Why didn't you burn it?
Yeah, well, she'll get another one. It's just terrifying, that book. You know, she reads it and reads out passages saying, oh, when I say this, it means this. And I don't... No, but it doesn't. It really doesn't.
She doesn't.
We were going through a bit of a tough time. Yeah. I can say, about 4 weeks ago. And
look, mate,
she came
look, you can say whatever you want. Because if you're going through the mill with this book, right, which one person has read...
one idiot who happens to be a man, according to the title.
Exactly.
What?
And can I just say that's another reason why we need a female perspective on this show.
Yeah, I would agree with you from that experience.
Say whatever you want. So your other half will read out chunks of this book.
Well, she won't prophesy or anything. So decreed the book, and so it shall be. But but she, I don't know. I think she was just worried.
What's that going to do with your tummy?
Well, that was a different.
Well, you
thing
are who you are, time. Aren't you? You know.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always eaten too much, really, but get away with it.
And answer Jay's question: how long have you been together?
How long have I been with... 9 years almost now.
Right, so when did...
Oh, pick your jaw back up, Jay. Come on.
when did this start?
My dancing wasn't that bad.
When was the book purchased?
I think she had it years ago, but, it only really kind of resurfaced about 4 weeks.
So two or three years ago, maybe she bought it. Knocked that off 9, that's 6. So 6 years before your current partner. I don't think it's 6 years. It's more like 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say...
But I'm fascinated to know, when do you know that you're starting to change for your woman?
Yeah. It's when you find that most of your clothes are gone.
Yeah. God.
And she'll go, I've chucked that out. It didn't suit you.
Yeah. That'll
happen. You think, oh, look at you.
I
mean, they're very groovy T-shirts because, I've read the magazines, but she won't be happy with your T-shirt.
Wear a shirt, she'll be saying. On Tuesday, purely really because I know that she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
I was just in a bad mood and, you're going to drop me off at the station. I'm going to wear this because I like this shirt.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore. Yeah.
What did she say? Did she make a comment about it?
She kept quiet. It was very good.
Oh, right.
Oh. No,
Who brought it up? You or her?
No, she didn't bring it up at all.
So you just
I just know that she doesn't like that shirt. I bought it when we were going to LA, and it's proper. It's quite a loud shirt, really, and it's kind of sunset colours. Yeah. And
every man should have one of those.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking when I bought it.
I had a collection of those. You're absolutely bang on the money. I had a collection of those, all right?
Yeah.
You know, because in the summertime, I'm a big fellow. I like my big shirts, all right? And, do you know what? If it's got a half-naked woman on a surfboard, well, it keeps me happy.
Exactly.
Okay? My wife, she chucked them all out. She said, particularly when we had a daughter, when we had a little girl, she said, there's no way you're walking around with our daughter looking like that, is what she said. And she got rid of my shirts. Now, my shirts weren't doing any offence to anyone. Okay, I'd sit in the back garden, big cigar in one hand, pint mug of rum in the other, right, watching the sun go down. I was happy.
Yeah,
I don't ask for much. I don't have sports cars. I don't have a Harley Davidson. I don't even have an iPod.
You don't watch football twice a week.
I don't watch football.
Like that.
I'm good. I'll take my little girl to the swings. All I want to do is have a nice shirt and a cigar and a pint of rum and my shirts go.
Yeah.
And it's what happens.
Oh, man.
Well, she'll just have a moment of reflection of how hard it is to be a man. Just pause for a second.
No, I'll keep going.
Because I'll tell you why.
I've got bloke talking.
You are right.
Rapidly going into...
I've got this stuff. It was in the Telegraph during the week. Survey finds men have lost their role in society.
Yeah.
It's true.
We are not needed anymore.
More than half of men believe the world is dominated by females and they have lost their traditional role in society, according to research.
And that's why we've got to keep bloke talk like now. I'm sorry, Laura. I'm back here next week. No. We're doing this again.
No. Well, I think, Laura has she has input. We need a female perspective to move things forward. Because you were saying when the adverts were playing that you like problems pages and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
it's true.
And we can only begin to speculate what goes through a woman's mind about certain things. And I think, Laura's she's got a lot to prove.
Right.
You know, because she's not up to the grade. Well, sack her. It really is. So, no, what I mean is, if we say to alert, Laura, right, what does a woman really think when, you know, like, for example, I'm going to be honest, okay? You'll reach a point in your relationship, Jay, and Rick, you've probably been there, that things might be a little bit boring in the bedroom department, okay? Because you've got to know each other, you've got a nice little rhythm going, and that's great, but you're a bit bored, right? That's what happens.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll love them, but, you know. So how do you approach saying to your partner, your girlfriend or your wife, can we try something a bit different? Right, because if you ask that question, are you not happy with what we do now? Am I not good enough? Do you want to satisfy you? You can't win.
Questions you didn't ask.
Exactly. So my point is, if Laura's here, you know, we can go, Laura, what's the best way to approach it?
Yeah, no.
I reckon you just usher her on slowly. That's right.
Usher her on slowly? Onto what?
Onto whatever you want to do, whatever gets you kick, you know.
Yeah.
So how do you do such ushering? How do you gently say...
Well, let's take some tips off a young 20-year-old, because it's never worked for me. So, come on then.
What, usher? I reckon you just bring her in slowly. I don't know how I can describe it.
Fish.
Well, that's what you want to do. You want to reel her in slowly, don't you?
Hey, Anna, do you think that girl over there looks quite nice? Is that how you'd start this? I don't know.
No, if you want someone to join you... I'm not talking about that.
I'm thinking about hypothetical situations that we could discuss here.
Yeah.
And how would you go about easing in any kind of variation? What's the first step in that?
Exactly. No one knows, because no one talks about it.
Exactly.
And we can all speculate as men, but because we think first with what's between our legs before what's up here, what we need to do is get a female perspective, and that's exactly my point.
That's brilliant.
Because Laura might go, "Well, I've been a bit of romance." Yeah? You don't remember? Romance. You see, I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, couldn't it? You see, we need to get that perspective. So whilst I fully take on board, and we're going full circle here, the bloke talk needs to remain the shining beacon of maleness across the Great Northwest. Trust me, it will do. There'll be quality control. But I think the time is right to have a female perspective on certain issues.
Yeah.
And if she's no good, she can just go and make the tea while Toby and I have a conversation. So everyone's happy.
Absolutely.
It is Bloke Talk. Sorry, it is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. So very quickly, tell us about your relationship, Jay.
To be honest, there's not much to tell at the moment.
Well, let me just do a very quick scene setter, because people, you know, might not necessarily know. We have several radio stations here in the City Radio Tower. While some people get paid for their work, the majority of people are work experiences from the local universities. They're actually quite good-looking girls in many ways. Mm. Though I feel bad now saying that, because I'm a man of a certain age, and I kind of think, actually, in a few years' time, I could be your father. Are you sure that cardigan's going to keep you warm? Yeah. That's what goes through my mind. But we have lots of nice-looking young ladies here. And, you know, certainly amongst some of us, we've always been saying to Jay, you haven't got a girlfriend. What about that one? What about that one? What about that one?
There's a lot of single, very fine-looking ladies as well.
They tick a lot of boxes, I'll tell you that.
What boxes do they have to tick?
For me, personally, I think they need to be funny.
That helps, yeah.
That's number one. Yeah. They've got to have a great personality. Yeah. You know, you've got to bounce off someone. You don't want to be just... They may look attractive, but, you know, if nothing's going on up there, then, you know, there's not really
you
much
You don't want someone's hollow, do you?
No. Yeah. Not made of wood.
No. What else, then?
What else? Nice body.
Well, yeah.
Always works.
Yeah.
But hair colour never bothered me.
No.
Never bothered me.
No. Have you started with a redhead?
No, we've chatted.
We talked about that, haven't we?
Yeah, we talked about this at length.
God, I'm getting senile. What else? What other boxes?
Not really. Yeah. Maybe I'm ambitious, but I'm not. Yeah.
All right, so you don't have to name names. It would be wrong of us to pressurise you into doing that. What? No. So how long has this been going on for?
Just 2 weeks now.
Yeah. And how did it happen?
Basically, we were like old school friends, as it was, one of those old ones.
Yeah.
Then we kept out of contact with each other, as it was. And then
Facebook?
Facebook, yeah.
Was it Facebook? You see, this show goes full circle. It's genius. Facebook whilst you can't join a proper fan club anymore.
I can't join that type of fan club anyway. And it was just Facebook and then, and then we just went on a date and we went out like last week to where Lavina took off a tapas.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Two bottles of red wine.
You knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
Booze helps,
And then, it's been going great,
And that's good because you know her anyway.
Yeah,
which is good. I think that's part of the thing, because you don't have that awkward kind of like, my God, you voted for them. Right, I'm going to get the bill. I'm off. So you know what they're about, which I think is quite good.
Yeah, and we get on quite well. She's a little bit younger than me.
Yeah.
You know, that also helps us.
How younger?
3 years. 19.
Who am I to judge? Yeah, no, whatever works. Yeah, vibe. Yeah. It'll work. That's good. Yeah. Well, best of luck with that. Yeah,
thank you very
much. And for God's sake, don't let her buy a copy of Woman of
Mars. No. Because it'll go wrong. Now, listen.
This is the we've been alluding to this throughout the whole course of the last hour or so. This is the last Bloke Talk in its present form. We have a tradition, Bloke Talk, which Rick has done twice now. He's not going to do it a third time. We have the Bloke Talk questionnaire, which is standard seven, which I'm dumping. This will be the last one. Do you want to do it?
Yes.
Do you want to be the last person ever, the last bloke to do the Bloke Talk questionnaire, the standard seven?
Bring it on.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, question number one. What was the last film you watched?
Last film I watched?
Yes.
On the pictures or just in general?
Either, it doesn't matter.
Either. The last film I went to see was Iron Man.
Yeah.
Which was absolutely
unbelievable. Is that good?
I enjoyed it a lot.
Who's in that?
Robert Downey Jr.
And he's
don't look at me like I'm supposed to know.
No, you're right.
What's
it about?
I'm trying to remember myself.
It's about the cartoon character, the Marvel
character. It's another superhero.
I don't know who he is. What does he do?
He has a suit.
He's made himself a super iron suit and he fights the bad guys and weapons developers and stuff. And he's trying to make the world a better place.
Yeah.
Great. All right. So that was Iron Man.
He's an alcoholic as well.
Robert
Downey Jr. plays him brilliantly. Fact.
Funny.
It's true, though.
Yeah. So that was that the movies?
Yeah, that was the movies.
Anything else? DVDs?
Last DVD was Training Day. Denzel Washington, Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, great film, isn't it?
Awesome film. Yeah. Denzel's the man in it.
Not seen it. Question number two. How would you describe yourself politically, Jay?
Politics.
Yeah.
Liberal.
Whatever
that means.
Yeah. I'm just kind of thinking...
I'm a young star.
You've got to start paying taxes first before you get totally incensed. Question number three. What's your favourite time of the day and why?
Ooh.
Now, I know being a student, you're not familiar with anything before midday, all right, but it does exist.
Actually, probably waking up in the morning, but not actually doing anything, just waking up, and then you're just lying in bed for about 20 minutes.
Where you've got that option, we can go back to sleep.
Yeah.
That is a great option.
That's the best option.
Not really a time of day, more kind of an experience whenever you wake up.
It's like a Zen experience waking up.
Yeah, but that could be any time of the day, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it works. Question four, what could you not live without?
What could I not live without? It's going to be quite cheap, probably friends.
Good out. Question five. What would you like written on your gravestone or your cyber site that we'll visit in years to come?
What would I have? Something like, about bloody time, something like that.
Right. Question number six. Where is the best place in the world?
Las Vegas.
Why?
Really? I've been there twice.
Yeah.
And I've had the best time of my life there twice.
Yeah.
But both different at the same time.
Yeah. Why? In what way? How are they different?
First time I went with my family, as it was, I just experienced the whole thing. It's literally the circus for adults, as it was.
Yeah.
We did everything. Yeah. Then we went back with my mates.
Yeah.
And we spent like 14 days there.
Brilliant.
Doing all the borch stuff.
Really?
As it was. So, yeah.
Go on.
You want me to elaborate?
No, we've only got about a minute left, so you're saved by the bell. The final question of our standard seven is, what is your favourite meal, starter, main and pudding?
My favourite meal. I'm not really a
pizza.
Come on, it must be something you like.
There is. I can't think. Maybe if I just go straight for
middle. What's your favourite main?
Yes. Probably pizza.
Brilliant, we got there. Thank you. And that's the demise of the Standard 7. So thank you to any man who over the last 6 months or so has taken part. This has been Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool. Rick, thank you.
Thank you.
Jay, thank you.
Thank you.
And we're back same time next week. Have a nice weekend.